This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The National Elections Commission, NEC, has said the elections material aboard an ill-fitted trailer destined to the commissioner's headquarters are safe. The vehicle in question developed a mechanical problem along Tubman Boulevard early Monday morning, resulting to fire. The Liberian National Police Fire Department put out the fire before it could engulf the entire vehicle. NEC Communications Director Henry Flomo said the materials were not ballot papers as widely speculated. Liberians will go to general elections in 21 days. Still with election news, the African Union, AU, has deployed an election observer mission to Liberia ahead of the October 10 presidential and legislative elections. According to African News, the AU has so far sent 13 long-term observers to the country, currently observing the election preparatory process to ensure transparency during the polls. Three members of the AU observer mission met with the National Elections Commission NEC Chairman Jerome Kokoya last week and raised issues including the availability of the final voter register. William Bueusa has more.
The team included coordinator Francis Kissinger, Kaikai, election gender analyst Ellen Dingani, and political and media analyst Dr. Maximilina Kobe Domapiele. Kokoya said the final voter registration has been made available to the registered political parties after their release on September 10th. He also noted the challenges they are facing, including difficulty in reaching some parts of the country, namely Bapolu, Lofa and Nimba counties, which have deplorable roads. He said there are in discussions with the United Nations mission in Liberia, UNMIL, to help in airlifting some of the voting materials to these areas during the election period. The AU ambassador to Liberia, Ibrahim Karama, said the observer team will extend its mission in the country until the results are released.
William Bueusa with that report. A diaspora broadcaster based in London says he will shortly launch his book focusing on policing. Max Pacquiao says the book titled Police Officer as Friend, Not Stranger will be launched alongside the Maxim Pacquiao Educational Foundation. Pacquiao said his motivation was twofold, came from his experiences during his childhood days and that of a statement from President Sirleaf rating the education system poor. Max Pacquiao said the book is mainly for children to be educated about the role of the police. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. North Korea has warned that more sanctions and pressure will only make it accelerate its nuclear program. In a strongly worded statement, Pyongyang called new UN sanctions the most vicious, unethical, and inhumane act of hostility. Meanwhile, the presidents of the U.S. and China committed to maximizing pressure on the North through vigorous enforcement of U.N. resolutions. Earlier, the U.S. and South Korea carried out joint military exercises. The launch followed a fresh round of U.N. sanctions and was unanimously condemned by the U.N. Security Council as highly provocative. And Mozambique's health authorities say they are concerned over a growing number of patients being abandoned by relatives in hospital. They claim that in the first half of this year, 67 patients were abandoned by their families at hospitals in Mozambique's capital, Maputo, apparently because of poverty. Maputo City's chief doctor, Sheila Lobo, said of the patients left behind, 17 were infants and many of the others elderly. This creates additional costs. Last year, the health service having to care for the abandoned relatives instead cost over $21,000. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or Twitter/unmailnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.